We'll continue to see mostly cloudy skies with the chance of scattered showers from time to time through the afternoon across interior New York and New England as a weak storm system tracks through southern Canada, pushing a cold front through the region. Out ahead of the front, a southerly breeze will help push temperatures into the upper 40s and lower 50s on average for afternoon highs. After the front passes through later today, the wind will flip around to the west-northwest and become gusty overnight tonight. The rain showers and a few leftover snow showers will wind down through the evening and overnight period, but skies will remain mostly cloudy, and that wind will take temperatures down into the 20s and lower 30s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a dry but chilly day tomorrow. We'll go back to mostly sunny skies with high pressure building in, although the northwest wind will be gusty at times and keep temperatures in the lower 40s for highs in the afternoon. The next storm system will dive through the Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley before lifting into southern Canada during the day Saturday and into Saturday night. On this track, clouds will thicken during the morning hours on Saturday, and a steady light rain will develop through the afternoon and into the evening. It'll be chilly out ahead of this system before a warm front passes by, and highs will be in the lower to mid-40s for the northern half of the region, while south of I-90 it looks like we managed to get into the middle and upper 40s with some spots in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England even passing the 50-degree mark on Saturday afternoon despite the wet weather. Behind the system, mostly cloudy, windy, and turning colder on Sunday, scattered flurries and snow showers with more persistent snow showers and squalls downwind of Lake Ontario. Temperatures will start in the upper 30s and lower 40s, but tend to level off or even fall slightly during the day with that northwest wind flow. A stretch of drier weather to open up next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds all 3 days. On the chillier side, though, in the 30s and 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a multi-hazard storm will affect the western United States today as the next system comes ashore. Persistent onshore flow behind a cold front will stream Pacific moisture into the Sierras and Cascades, reaching the Great Basin and Northern Rockies late today. Heavy rainfall is expected from Washington southward to central California, where the brunt of the heavy rainfall is expected in the lower elevations of the central Sierras. High winds and heavy snowfall are expected from the Cascades and Sierras to parts of the central and northern Rockies. Winter storm watches, warnings, and high wind advisories and warnings are in effect across the region. Total snow accumulation of 1 to 2 feet expected above 7,500 feet with localized amounts of up to 4 feet along the Sierra crest. Meanwhile, temperatures are expected to moderate across much of the western and central United States ahead of this deep trough. Record highs will be possible across parts of the southern plains tomorrow. And a tropical depression is bringing heavy rain to northeast coastal sections of India and Bangladesh today. For those traveling across the northeast this afternoon, in New York City, cloudy with showers, mid-50s. Boston, cloudy with showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, near 50. And in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with scattered showers and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees. The average low, 32. The record high, 71, set in 2006, and the record low, 7, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:31 p.m. 9 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy and becoming windy with rain showers and a few snow showers ending tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and becoming windy tonight, rain showers coming to an end with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Becoming windy tonight with rain showers and a few flurries winding down, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower 50s. becoming windy with rain showers ending tonight and lows around 30. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the lower 50s. Becoming windy tonight with any rain or snow showers winding down and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, cool, lower 40s. Rain moving in Saturday afternoon in the mid-40s. Windy turning colder again on Sunday with flurries and snow showers, upper 30s and lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, upper 30s Monday. Upper 40s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.